But it's great to be back here at Holland Road Baptist Church. It always was a privilege, and it is a privilege today. But I think I will just go upstairs all the same, if that's all right. And it reminds me to be prayerful right now for Pastor David, who's a dear friend, and he's doing a great job in Wales right now. Pray for our other preachers as well, Philip Duke, and for Rich Terry, Larry Rees. I know some others are speaking there as well. So we've had a wonderful mission in Wales, and we've been bringing this presentation across Wales. And on one particular night, may I encourage you, that we saw 150 people or so give their lives to Jesus Christ. 34 on Friday night in another location. So we've been thrilled to see people turning to Christ right now. That's, I think Holland Roaders know that's what always fired me up more than anything else, and it excites me more than ever today. You know, this presentation has been showing us that each one of us is treasure. Every one of us is very special. And on more than one occasion, I've said at my current church in Atlanta, Georgia, New Hope, and I've said it here many times, you are very precious. You are very special. You are very, very important. You know, I was just glancing up in the balcony there, and hey, Ruby, you're not so little now, but I held you in my arms when you were 3 pounds. I think 3 pounds and 1 ounce. I remember in a hot hospital room, probably quite some time ago. And looking at the other girls, Gemma and Rebecca as well, you are so precious. We've seen you growing up. We're watching the children grow up in this place. Children are so precious. And I can tell you what, hey, we older ones, we're pretty important as well. We're very special as well. But you know, we don't always think that we're special. Dino and Daisy took a while to realize how important they were. But we don't always think that we're very special. And sometimes we're tempted with those same things that the young people were tempted with. Now, I've got, John has just brought me some of the money here. I'm not sure this is real money here, but you know, this money demonstrates the things that we sometimes think, well, I'm not very special, so if I have more stuff, then maybe I'll feel more special. And yet we've discovered in 2008 and 2009 that so much of the money is gone. You know, there's one of my friends, he said, I worked all my life for that much money. In 3 months' time, everything I'd earned went down to about that much. Huge amount of everything that he'd earned just wiped away. In Georgia, unemployment is 10%. I know in many parts of the UK, it's like that as well. You know, if we rely on money, we work for money, we think somehow we can keep it. Jesus said, Matthew 6, verse 19, don't store for yourself treasures on this earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. And sometimes we get worried about crime coming our way. Crime is never a good thing. It attacks the creativity of our hands. Maybe we sometimes worry about what could happen to us. Well, there are some bad things that can happen to us. But Jesus said, hey, it's not the things of this earth. I'm thinking of the life of Michael Jackson right now as well. And I know it's a huge story in the USA. I know it's a massive story here as well. And we've got mixed feelings about the life of Michael Jackson. But perhaps we're reminded that it's not about the drink, and it's not about the pills that some of us take and think, maybe I'll feel better if I have a few pills. But Michael Jackson, we know that the oxygen tent didn't help him to live to be 150. He died at 50 years old. And the cosmetic surgery didn't make him feel any better. And sometimes we think, if only I was a little prettier, if only I looked a bit younger, if only I was a bit better looking, then maybe things would be okay. And the drugs don't make you feel better either. You might think, well, Reese, I'm not into any of that stuff. But I can assure you, in the city that I come from, all those things that we saw are a big deal. And they are in Wales. And I'm pretty convinced that in Brighton and Hove, there are issues like that going on in so many homes. And relationships are so important as well. We saw the rose symbolizing the relationships. You know, the Bible tells us that marriage is a very special relationship. It's a relationship for life. But you know, even the best of marriages, there comes a time in the wedding service, and I've done many wedding services here. Dave and Maria, I'm looking at you. And David and Donna Goble, I think you were the first people that I married in this place. And the promises we made was until death parts us. And marriage is a fantastic thing. It's great to see strong marriages in this place. But there does come a point when even death separates us. Even the best of relationships can't last forever. We can't base our life solely on a human relationship. And you know that sometimes those relationships go wrong and our hearts get broken. And there are some here today, you're just thinking, I wish I had that special relationship. Well, may God bless you with that relationship. But I tell you, friend, it's not about the cash. It's not about just the relationship. It's not about the stuff that we put into our body, the things that we have. Jesus said, don't store up for yourself treasures on this earth. But he said in Matthew 6:20, but store for yourself treasures where, everyone tell me, treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves can't break in and steal. You know, we believe that there is a treasure in heaven. That's the most important thing, to know that there is something that each one of us can have, that each one of us can be, and that is through a relationship with the living God. And let me tell you in a nutshell what the message is that we've been proclaiming in Wales, the message that I've proclaimed really since I became a Christian 30 years ago. When someone called Al, who is a punk rocker, explained to me that I needed God in my life. And when he explained that I needed God in my life, you know, I really believe that that very day I received God into my life. And this is what he said to me. He said, you know, God wants us to be friends. God wants every one of us to be really close with him. So we've got a picture here of God and man kind of being together. That's how God intended it, for us to be friends and to be on the same level, if you like. Though God is holy and he is righteous and he's altogether greater than us, yet God wants us to be his friends forever. The only trouble is, have a look at this picture now. Things go wrong in our own lives and we allow them to go wrong. You know, in America, a lot of people drive a truck. What I love about the community that I live in, even though we've got lots of remarkable people, all even the great leaders in our community, they all drive a truck, which I think is really cool. And, you know, in a lot of these trucks, you have often like a front seat where it's all one seat. John Conrad drives a truck. He's thinking, like, you preach it, Pastor, right now. But, you know, one of these, have you seen some of those seats? It's all one seat. And the story goes that a man used to drive his truck and he was dating his wife. And they was before they were married, and then they got married, and she would always sit right up close to him. He's driving the truck, and she's sat right up next to him. It's so romantic. And then one day, after they'd been married about 20 years, one day she said, "Honey," that's how they talk in America, by the way. She said, "Honey," she said, "how come we don't sit up close to each other anymore?" Isn't that right? That's how they speak. How come we don't sit next to each other closely anymore? And the husband, he's still driving the truck, and he said, "Well, I didn't move. I didn't move. She just kind of moved away." And that's what we do. We kind of move away from God. We reject God and we say, you know, I know better myself. I can do it my way. I know better than God. And so we try and do what God should be doing in our lives. The Bible calls that sin. Sin is every time we do something that's in rebellion against God. Every time we reject his son, Jesus Christ, sin separates us from God. Can I tell you something about the great Olympic city of Atlanta, or the great Olympic city to be of London? Can I tell you what? They're exactly the same. The cities are in a mess. I mean, I love the city of London. I love to visit the sites. I love the city of Atlanta. I'm proud of Atlanta, and I'm proud of the city of London. I'm proud of Brighton, proud of Tynmouth, my hometown, proud of Wales. But I tell you what, Wales and Tynmouth and Brighton and Atlanta have something in common. They're all in a mess because our sin has separated us from God. Because when we're far away from God, that's when things start to go wrong. And in one sense, I'm glad we have the credit crunch. In one sense, I'm glad the prosperous city of Brighton has to think again about ultimate reality. I'm glad that Fayette County, where I live, has to think again about reality, because it's not about the stuff. It's not about the drink. It's not about the relationships. It's not about the stuff on earth. And in fact, there's a battle going on in the heavenly realms right now for men and women and boys and girls. Sin has separated us from God. And if you can see that in your own life, if you can see that in your own community, then you've got a very healthy Bible understanding of ultimate reality. The good news that we've been presenting this week, and we gladly declare it today at Holland Road Baptist Church, is that Jesus Christ has come to bridge the gap between each one of us. Jesus Christ came, and as we saw in the sketch, he came and he took every sin upon him. Even though he was without sin, the Bible says he became sin for us. We sang that in our song, Jesus Messiah, the rescue for sinners. Jesus Christ came to rescue sinners, and he took it upon his own body. What a glorious Savior. Doesn't it make you want to worship Him? Doesn't it make you want to follow Him and say, Jesus, rescue me? And there may be a battle going on in your life. You may even have known the Lord, but you're like Kingsley, the young girl. She comes from a Christian home, but she's going to be assaulted. I know in the city, the state of Georgia, and when she goes away to university, she's going to face all those temptations as well. I trust that Kingsley will say, Jesus, my Messiah, the rescue for sinners. I know that young people, you're going to be tempted to wander away from the faith. Maybe some of you don't even know the faith. I encourage you to believe in Jesus Christ. You see, when we believe in Him, we move from one reality to another reality. We begin to experience God for ourselves, and we can know Him. And that is the good news. That is the hope that we proclaim. Even if you have messed up, even if your life is far from God, and even if you see your community in a mess, things can change even today when we put our trust in Jesus Christ. Now, some of you believe already, and so you're praying right now. You're saying, yes, Lord, move in this community, move in this church today, change lives. Holy Spirit, we would ask you even now to convict us of sin and show us our need of Jesus Christ. Is it possible that there are even some here who want to say, you know, right now, I want to move from one reality to another. I want to be right with God. I don't want my life to be a mess anymore. I don't want the battle to rage anymore. I want to settle this one this day and receive Jesus Christ into my life. So I'm going to ask everyone to be super still right now. Perhaps the stillest we've ever been. I want us to close our eyes right now, and we're going to give the opportunity for somebody from the youngest to the oldest to respond to the good news of Jesus Christ, to come alive, to be resurrected in Jesus Christ. And if you want to do that, the Bible says we have to repent, which means we have to turn from our sin and be sorry from our sin and run from that life. And then we have to believe in Jesus Christ. We have to trust His cross. And then we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We leave the rest to God and we follow Him. So let's do that right now with a word of prayer. And if you want to ask Christ into your life to wash you clean, make you alive, just echo this prayer that I'm going to pray right now. Okay, you ready? Let's just pray right now. Just echo what I'm going to say. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in you. I believe that it's all about you. And Lord, I'm sorry that I've made it so much about me that I've pushed you away. Jesus, please forgive me and come into my life right now. Change me. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit as I trust in you and follow you. Thank you, Lord, that you can make me alive right now. Please change me that I may follow you and become part of your family. Would you just close your eyes one more time? And I'm going to ask, if anyone prayed that prayer, would you raise your hand in the air right now? If you were just saying, God, forgive me, Jesus Christ, come into your life. If you prayed that prayer, put your hand high in the air right now. I'd love to see that some have been responding to the gospel message of Jesus Christ this morning. That's wonderful. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Other hands are going out. Keep your hand up right now, because I've got some friends who would love to give you a gospel booklet to show you how you can know more about the Lord in your life. If anyone would like to receive one of these gospel booklets that tells you about how to have a right relationship with God, that's wonderful. People responding today. Just put your hand up high once again. If you want a booklet as well and you want to know about Jesus, that's really fantastic. Some of you might already know the Lord. Others, you're just turning to Him right now. That's wonderful. We're going to keep coming. That's it, Dan. You come and speak to our friends here. I'd love to know more about the Lord. That's really fantastic. I'll just give a few moments. They'd love to stay in touch with you just to make sure that we know about you and that there's someone that you can be connected with in the church. We don't just follow Jesus on our own. It's so important to be part of the church. The Bible tells us to be baptized. In fact, I'd love to tell you a story, if I may, just while this little conversation's taking on behind the scenes. Everyone else can look back this way right now. There was a lady in the Rhondda Valley called Beverly, and after the gospel presentation we did there in the Rhondda, we saw 8 people respond to the Lord. But Beverly, Larry Reeves, one of our team, beckoned me over to speak to this lady because one of our choir members, Kay, had been identifying with her struggle. She had just lost her daughter. Her daughter had just died, actually 2 or 3 years ago. And she couldn't bear the sense of loss. And of course, we felt a great deal for her. And so therefore, she went along to the spiritualist church so she could try and stay in touch with her daughter. And she said, but my sister, who was next to her right then, and her friend Irene, these two that had been praying for her all along, they say that this is a bad thing for me to go to the spiritualist church. It's something really to do with demons. She said, they say it's not my daughter at all. And so I said, you know what? They are absolutely right. Your sister and your friend have been teaching you exactly what is right. Now, she also said that her daughter was a Christian. And I said, great. I said, that means if she's a follower of Jesus Christ, that right now she is safe in heaven. And I encourage you to believe that. And I said, there is a way that you can see your daughter again, and that is for you to believe in Jesus Christ. And if you believe in him and you will trust him, and I'll tell you what, and if you will live your life, don't shorten your life. Don't you dare try and run to her somehow in your own steam. That will be a disaster. But if you will follow Christ all your life, he knows how long he wants you to live. And so when you die, you will go to glory and you will be reunited with her daughter, with your daughter. And I said, I encourage you to believe that. And why not even receive Christ now, and you will be out of your pain, out of this darkness and agony. She said, she showed me her arm, maybe a 60-year-old lady covered in scars from self-harm. And she said, I do want to stop this, you know. I realized that's not doing me any good either. And I said, let's pray now. I said, and we prayed a prayer. And she said, I made her speak out the words out loud. And she was saying, Jesus Christ is Lord. And I brought John Conrad over, our music minister, and we prayed another prayer of deliverance from all the stuff she'd been getting into. And as John was praying, she said, oh, she said, she'd been crying all this time. She's looking miserable. But she started to smile. She said, oh, I'm feeling all weird. I'm feeling all good. And then she said, oh, the pain has gone from my chest. Well, that she was describing a vice-like grip around her chest. She said, it's all gone. And then John said, you must now tell your friends, Jesus Christ has set me free. And so she beckoned over one of her friends and she whispered, Jesus has set me free. And she saw somebody else and they came over and she said, Jesus has set me free. And she said it three times to three different souls. Jesus Christ has set me free. And I tell you what, there was tremendous joy in the house that day, because, you know, when we arrived that morning, a sign was being put up called Psychic Eyes, an event that was going to take place 10 days later. We didn't like the sign, so we prayed against all that stuff. And we believe that the power of the enemy, we believe of a real power called the devil, we believe that the power of the enemy took a great hit in the Rhondda Valley on that particular day. Should we give God praise for what he did in the Rhondda Valley? Amen. And we believe that it's possible for many, many souls even to be set free today. There may be yet some more work that God wants to do in your life. You didn't raise your hand today because you know that you know that you're a Christian. You know that you're saved, but maybe you're wrestling with some stuff. Maybe you even identify with Kingsley. There's a battle going on in your life. I'd love to be able to pray for the church right now, if I may. And we're just going to ask that each one of us can be so right with God that our life will no longer be a mess, but we can be messengers who set others free in Jesus' name. Let's just pray. Would you even just raise your right hand right now, everyone? I think we should just reach out to God and cling to his name. Lift your hand up high right now. We're going to cry out to God. Heavenly Father, we lift up our hands now in surrender to you, because Lord, we've tried so many things but you, and we are owning up, Lord, to our mistakes. We're owning up to our sin collectively, and we as a church, Lord, say, God, we're sorry. Please forgive us and have mercy. We're lifting up our hands as a symbol of the cross of Jesus Christ, whose wonderful hands were pierced for us, whose blood was shed for us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. He is all we need to be right with God. And we lift up our hands, Father, to say, please fill us with your Holy Spirit, because Holland Road Baptist Church needs the fire of God in our hearts today. And Father, we would say, fill us joyfully with your Spirit. May your word dwell richly within us. And Father, may these hands reach out to others and even anoint others and say, receive Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way. Lord, may we be a church that boldly goes out. We pray for Hope 09. We pray for Wales 09, for Pastor David, even now as he closes his sermon. We pray that more souls will come to know you. Lord, we pray for blessing on this church. Lord, please may there be no empty seats. And even tonight, we pray for an incredible occasion. As the choir sing again, as I preach God's word, Lord, we pray that this will be a testing time, a time of being set free. And we even ask that you will surprise us. And Lord, we lift our hands one more time as they wilt a little. And we want to say, praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. And those who did respond to the gospel, praise God for you. And I hope that we've had a connection with you. And if you're still struggling, well, you keep coming back to this place. It's a pretty good church. And we love it very much, and may God bless you. I'm going to hand back now to John Conrad, our music minister. Can we say thank you to John right now? Should we say, brilliant job, John?
Amen. I'm going to invite the choir to come on back up. We're going to sing one more before we go, but thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of it. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful message today and for blessing our hearts. If you did fill out a card or if you're filling out a card, you can leave that with anyone as they go, as you go out the door. Love to have the opportunity to pray with you. You've made our hearts glad by allowing us the privilege of being with you today. Do want to remind you to come back tonight. Bring someone with you. 6:30, we'll be doing the Gospel in Song tonight, and it'll be a collection of gospel favorites. Some you've heard this morning and some that we brought along extra to do tonight, so we would love to see you there at tonight, 6:30, right back here. But as we go, we want to sing one more song, which is Hallelujah, You're Worthy to Be Praised. And it's just a declaration of praise unto the Lord for all that He is in our life and for all that He has done. And we're going to invite you, if you'd like to clap along, sing along, dance along, whatever it would be, whatever you'd like to do. We'd love to have you as a part of this song as we sing Hallelujah, You're Worthy to Be Praised.
you. We lift our voices in praise and we say hallelujah. You're worthy. And we lift you up in this place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you're worthy, oh Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much. See you tonight. Good day. God bless you.